it was almost exactly a year ago today. It was crazy. I was sick with, like, I thought I had a cold with pneumonia for about a month before I got my actual diagnosis. I remember going into the doctor's office and, like, literally saying to my friends, pray for me, I don't have a collapsed lung. And I went in and they told me I have Hodgkin's lymphoma. And at that point, I had no idea what that was. I literally left the appointment, Googled it, and then I honestly just felt numb. Like, I didn't have any emotions towards it. Like, it was understanding that it's cancer. It's something that, you know, 20-year-olds don't really go through normally, is, like, a serious chronic illness like this. But, yeah, I just felt numb. And then eventually it came in and, like, it hit me that it was cancer. And I definitely felt like it was one of my lowest moments. Like, I was quite depressed for a bit, but then I just realized I just had to get on with it. And, like, I was in survivor mode. I had no way of meeting anybody else. So I think I expressed that to my nurse when I was getting chemotherapy, and she said, hey, look, I used to be a nurse at Bloom Hill Cancer Center. And I was like, oh, that's the op shop, right? That's all I'd heard about it. But, yeah, she told me there were programs for, like, young adults going through cancer. There was, like, meditation classes and yoga, and my personal favorite was art therapy. And when I went to art therapy the first time, I met these beautiful ladies who were all relatively younger than the main age group of Bloom Hill, but I really connected with these ladies. I still go every week. I see them every week, and we can talk about cancer related things, but we can just be normal friends as well. And it's just having that, like, camaraderie, the friendship, is really so important, because people my age who aren't going through cancer, they don't know what I'm going through. Like, their problems are university and, like, relationships, but I'm going through, like, the toughest time of my life, like, struggling with this, and I feel more mature than a lot of them are. So it was really nice to be able to connect to other people who aren't my age, but who aren't in my exact demographic, but they're still going through pretty much the exact thing as me. Yeah, it was just crazy that we all got on so well because of this, obviously, this one massive thing that's, like, connecting us all together. So, honestly, Bloom Hill was just, like, the loveliest place to go, and just to get things off your mind, or, like, just to talk about anything really to do with cancer or to not do with the cancer. It's just so good to just meet other people who understand what you're going through. Like, they just get it at Bloom Hill. It's, oh, yeah, it was amazing.